Please make sure that you're comfortable, you're sitting comfortably. If you can keep your back straight, that often helps you to focus your attention better. Bring your attention to the breath. Feel the sensation of the movement of your breath. We are going to spend first 5 minutes to relax the body or practice Kaya Anupassana. Follow the breath to the center of your chest. Observe the gentle rhythmic rising and falling of your chest. Taking a deep breath. As you breathe out, slowly let your chest muscles relax. Take a few mindful breaths. Keep your attention on your chest. Relax your chest each time as you breathe out. Now follow the breath to the abdomen. Feel the sensation in the abdomen as you breathe in and breathe out. The abdomen rises and falls. Observe that. Relax your abdominal muscles each time you breathe out. Relax. Pay attention to your shoulders and both arms. Breathing out, relax them. Relax. Now breathing in, follow the breath to the center of your chest. Each time you breathe out, feel the body. Connect with the body. And allow the body to relax. This is how you do it. Consciously breathing in and feel the breath. As you breathe in, notice the breath connect with the body and feel the whole body. And as you breathe out, think to yourself, my body is relaxed. Breathe out. As you breathe out, my body is relaxed. Feel lightness in your body. Allow each breath relax your body deeply. And practice this for a minute. Breathing in consciously. Feel the body as you breathe out. My body is relaxed. Allow the body to relax and become lighter. Relax. Now, as you breathe in, feel the breath. Think to yourself, my mind is calm. Breathing out, the body is relaxed. Breathing in, mind slows down. Breathing out, the body relaxes. The body relaxes. Now turn your attention or keep your attention with your breath. When you breathe in, there's a subtle sensation that naturally occurs in your nostrils, tune in and see whether you can connect with that sensation, the sensation of the movement of your breath. And as you breathe out, you feel the same sensation. Feel the flow of your breath. Feel the sensation in your nostrils. See whether you can tune in and connect more deeply with the sensation of the movement of your breath. It's very subtle. As you breathe in, now you can follow the breath to the abdomen. Actually, the breath doesn't go there, but you can feel the abdominal muscles. The expansion and contraction. Expansion and contraction of abdominal muscles as you breathe in and breathe out. It's a very strong sensation, so tune in and feel. So keep attention right there on your abdomen. And now, especially with this exercise, today your practice point is going to be observing the natural rhythmic expansion and contraction of the abdominal muscles. Very strong sensation. You focus your attention . You're going to remain focused on these two things, expansion, the sensation of the movement of the abdomen, and the sensation of the breath. Do not let the mind wander into other things. So I want you to spend 2 or 3 minutes observing the sensation of the movement of the abdomen. And practice mindfulness on that for a few minutes. While practicing this, the next thing you're going to do is to practice how to detect any pleasant or unpleasant sensations in any part of your body and recognize them. Recognize them as pleasant sensation or unpleasant sensation. But you continue to practice sati on the expansion and contraction of the abdominal muscles. While doing that, you notice any pleasant or unpleasant sensations in other parts of the body. Maybe unpleasant sensation in your legs, back, or neck. As some muscles in your body relax, you may feel a pleasant sensation. Your body is full of pleasant and unpleasant sensations. You need to tune in to feel them. It is constant. When the mind comes into a more focused state, you will notice them more easily. So while concentrating on breathing and the sensation in the abdomen, You need to tune in and pay attention to any sensation that may arise in your body, in any part of your body, and recognize them as pleasant sensation or unpleasant sensation. When once you get a good experience with this practice, you take your practice to the next level. You're not only observing the sensation in the body, but you're also noticing the emotional reaction that is always linked to both pleasant and unpleasant sensations that you experience in the body. There is a mental agitation, emotional arousal, and emotional connection. And you experience both. You notice an unpleasant sensation in your legs. Immediately, you can see how your mind has already reacted to that. How that reaction is producing pain. So when we get to the real practice of Vedanapassana as Buddha taught us, in Pali it says Sukham Vedanam Vedyamanu, Sukham Vedanam Vedyamiti Pajanati, Dukkham Va Vedanam Vedyamanu, Dukkham Vedanam Vedyamiti Pajanati. Your body is relaxed, your attention is on breathing. You're observing the sensation of the movement of your abdomen. As you practice this, any unpleasant sensation that rises in your body, you tune in and recognize it. Any pleasant sensation that rises in your body, you recognize them. And then you begin to see the emotional connection. Emotional reaction that naturally happens, which causes anxiety or stress, which disturbs you. Sometimes creates turmoil in you. So let's practice this for a few more minutes. as we end the practice, you can bring your palms together and put it in the center of your chest. Let the side of your thumbs touch the center of your chest. And as you breathe out, more consciously relax your body and remind yourself your spiritual maturity, your spiritual progress is a result of cultivating introspective awareness or practice mindfulness of the body, the sensation, thoughts and emotions. Remind yourself to make a commitment to practice this, if possible, daily. Put aside some time to sit still, relax your body, tune off the world, tune into the body, and practice sati, or mindfulness, for a few minutes. As we end this meditation, let us share our blessings with, especially with the world these days. All over the world, a lot of people are suffering, a lot of people are in pain, a lot of people are struggling. There is so much turmoil. Let's all breathe in and bring warmth, loving kindness, and peaceful feelings in our hearts and share it with the world, wishing may there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering. May there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering. May there be peace, love, and harmony in this world. May all living beings be free from pain and suffering. Now turn attention again back to yourself. May there be peace, love, and harmony in my life. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I be kind, loving, and patient. May there be peace, love, and harmony in my life. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I be kind, loving, and patient. Now, as I share my blessings with you, I wish you all good health, happiness, and peace. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May the blessings of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha guide your life, inspire you, stay with you. Bhavatu sabha mangalam rakhantu sabha devata sabha buddhanu bhavena sada sotti bhavantu te bhavatu sabha mangalam rakhantu sabha devata sabha dhammanu bhavena sada sotti bhavantu te Bhavatu sabha mangalam rakhantu sabha devata sabha sangha anubhavena sada sotti bhavantu te abhivadana silissa nicchaṃ buddha prachayino chattaro dhamma vaddhanti ayuvanno sukhaṃ balaṃ Ayurarogya sampatti sakka sampatti mevacha Atho nibbana sampatti minate samijjatu. Now I'm sorry, I felt very cold.